the same. Too impersonal. More something a business associate might give than a wife. She wanted something perfect. She heard the door that led in from the garage opening. It didn't close again. Instead, she heard Alex grunt and the sound of something sliding against the floor. Suspicious and reasonably sure she knew what the sound was, Jamie stepped into the doorway that separated the living room from the kitchen, Marky still in her arms. Alex was grinning, dragging a Christmas tree nearly as big as he was across the floor. His cheeks and the tip of his nose were pink with cold. "Hey, baby," he said when he caught sight of her. "Sorry, I didn't call, but it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. I passed this Christmas tree farm on my way back into town, and their trees looked so good, I couldn't pass them up." "Again? Remember what happened last time we did this?" She laughed at the memory. It was almost a bit of deja vu. "You're getting pine needles all over the floor," Jamie pointed out, but she was smiling. She glanced over her shoulder at Benton and Lily, who were, for the moment, sitting quietly with their picture books while Jake panted on the floor next to them. "Pine needles all over the floor are an essential part of Christmas," Alex said, "as is family coming over to help decorate the tree, which they're doing tonight." "Tonight?" Jamie looked back at the disaster area the living room had become. "The house is a mess." "So?" Alex shrugged and dragged the tree a few more feet into the house, the door shutting behind him as the last of it came through. "They're not going to care. They're our family." Jamie knew they weren't going to care. That didn't make her feel any less guilty about the current state of the living room. But she couldn't deny she would be glad to see them. It had been a few weeks since they were all in one place together. "How soon?" "Not long," Alex said, dropping the tree and stripping off the gloves he'd been wearing. "An hour, maybe. Enough time to give us a chance to eat a little dinner. But we've got to get the tree up first so it's not just lying on the kitchen floor." "If you can figure out a way to do that while also watching the twins and holding the baby," Jamie said, "I'll be impressed." "Having some trouble?" Alex laughed. He came around to the base of the tree and looked past her into the living room. When he started laughing, Jamie glared at him. "You try wrangling three children and a dog while also wrapping presents and see how the room looks when you're done with it," she said. Alex slung an arm around her waist. "I'm not laughing at you, baby. I promise." He reached down with his other hand to scratch Jake, who had come trotting over to greet him, tail wagging. "And I really don't think that anyone is going to mind our house looking like we're in the middle of getting ready for Christmas. Everyone is in the middle of getting ready for Christmas." Jamie sighed and tipped her head sideways to lay it against Alex's shoulder. "I'm not so sure about that," she said. "Our house never really looked like we were in the middle of getting ready for Christmas." "That's because your mother was, well, I don't have to describe your mother to you." "True." Jamie hadn't seen her mother since the mess at the country club and the aftermath of that. She wondered where her mother had gone. If she had found herself somewhere she could be happy, or at least a little better off than she'd been before. Somehow, Jamie doubted it. "So," Alex said, "why don't we stick the kids in the playpen for a minute, and then we'll get the tree put in. After that, see about some dinner." "I won't say no to food." She couldn't remember when she'd last eaten. Probably lunchtime when she'd fed the kids, but she was feeling quite hungry. They moved Marky and the protesting twins to the playpen, and Jamie helped Alex get the Christmas tree set up in the stand, pouring some water in for it, and stepping back to examine the effect. It would look better with lights, of course, but even bare, it looked good in the corner of their living room. Tall, deep green, branches heavy with needles. "It is a nice tree," she said. "It's the best tree," Alex grinned at her. "Nothing but the best for my family." Smiling, Jamie leaned in and brushed a chaste kiss against his lips. "Food now for your family, I think." "I won't argue with that." They had just finished eating and were clearing away the dishes when the first knock sounded on the door. Jamie wiped her hands dry and left Alex with the children to go answer it. When she swung it open, her sister was standing